The news of the world may be negative, but our thought about such news is always positive. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The news of the world may be negative, but our thought about such news is always positive. I was checking over my computer and checking over the things that came with the iTouch and the Logitech program, and as I did it, the news was also there for me. And I went through all these things to see what it was saying, and I have never seen a pile of garbage more than that is. It said 24 minutes ago this happened, 24 minutes ago that happened, 24 minutes ago, 18 minutes ago, 1 hour ago, today, you know, and all these, and then terrible things. Terrible things. And it just amused me as I didn't read the stuff because I wasn't interested, but I was looking at just the lead lines on it because I used to be a newspaper publisher and editor and reporter and so forth. And so it's interesting to see what sort of catchiness they want to catch you with. And as I read that, I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, what are they putting in their mind? And if I were to read that stuff, what would I be putting in my mind? And that's a good question, isn't it? What would I be putting in my mind? The news of the world may be negative, but our thought about such news is always positive. That's a lot of work, you know that? You hear all of this garbage, and your tendency is to say, well, if they say it, it must be true. And we have long learned that that's not the case. That's why they have court trials, because things that appear to be are not always so. And even then, that's not always so. But so be it. Now, if we're going to hear the news of the day, now, for instance, Ingeborg might come in and say, I lost my pen. And I say, Ingeborg, did you misplace your pen or did you lose it? If you lost it, forget it. It's gone forever. But did you misplace it? Well, yeah, I misplaced it. You know, now, Ingeborg, where do you think you misplaced it? You know everything in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. You know every single thing you were doing. If you dropped your pen or dropped something out of your thing, you know it right when it happens, but you have chosen not to be aware of those things, as we all have. And that's a silly, silly thing to do. I was walking along the path. I took my handkerchief out, and I said, whoops, I dropped something. And I don't know that I dropped something. I didn't see it fall. I didn't hear it. I didn't feel it. I just felt I dropped something. So I looked down, and there was the mini leash that I used on Rex. And I thought, oops, well, it would never be lost, but I dropped it. You see, when we look at the news of today, instead of looking at them and saying, what you seize is what you get, say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And as you say that, then you look at things differently. If you're surrounding a world conflict in divine order, are you going to want all the details? You want all the misery and all the gut and thunder? And if that's what you want, then go for it. However, if what you want is to see all in peace, you know, if that's what you want, then start saying all is in peace. It's easy to fly off the handle, as I often do. And as you fly off the handle, you say dumb things and you say powerfully negative things. And what happens? Then everybody else is powerfully negative. Then everybody who is involved in the conversation becomes equally rhetorical, negative, and not pleasant to talk to. So if I know that and I speak badly when I fly off the handle, then I'm not very intelligent, am I? I'm not being very intelligent. So I have to certainly be more intelligent than my remarks are, be more intelligent than the circumstances might be. I have to always be on top of this, or else I'm of no value at all. I fall into the trap. And how often I fall into the trap. Now, are you ready not to fall in the trap anymore? I am. So what do we do when we don't fall in the trap? I had a lady write today about two unhappinesses in her family. Two of her children died. And they died over a long period of time separately. And they died. And she said, if it hadn't been for our courses, she doesn't know how she would have been able to handle it. But she was able to release them. She was able to let them go and realize that they have lived a good life, they did whatever they came here to do, and they were ready to go. And the way they went was a little unorthodox, but that's their business. Everybody goes in an unorthodox way. You know what everybody does? They stop breathing. They stop breathing. So that they give up this body. And they move on into their next dimension. And now, some people stop breathing on purpose. Some people stop breathing. They say it's old age. Have you ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. And some people say it's the illness or they had an accident, you know. And but it's their choice. Every death is our choice. So if we realize that people die because of their choice, then we don't feel sad about it. We realize, hey, I enjoyed their company while they were with me, and now I release their memory unto the eternal, and I go on living in the present, in the now. And that's always difficult to do. Would you like to see peace on earth? Would you like to see harmony in the world? Then see peace in yourself first. See harmony in yourself first. And then look out at the world, and as you look out at the world, you will see the world peaceful and harmonious. Every time I walk the path, and I do this so often here at the campus, I walk along and I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I feel wonderful. And then I'm walking along and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I think to myself, why do I say I like me? Don't I know that I like me? Don't I understand that I like me? Yes. I'm just affirming the positive. See? Accentuating the positive. And when we accentuate the positive, it doesn't mean we don't know the positive. It just means we're accentuating it. And so, you see, the tendency as I walked along the path is to have a million thoughts pass through my mind of totally unimportant things that needed to be done or how things should be done and things that other people were doing and were none of my business. And so the thoughts go through how simply it could be done this way or that. And then I just say, I like me, I like me, I like, and I don't have time to browse through my mind on thoughts that have no concern for me, thoughts that are not of my business. Now, do you think I should care how many glasses of water Ellen drinks? You think I should care about how Ellen makes her bed? Whether she can drop a quarter on her bed when she's made it and it'll pop up and down, you know, like in the army? Do you think I should care whether Ellen allows her two dogs to get in her bed in the middle of the night just because they're not feeling so good? Do you think I should care about that? No, I don't. And I bless her and I release her to whatever games that she's playing. Now, is she having fun? Oh, you bet she is. Does she feel that she's being a mama, cuddling her two little babies? Yes, she does. And is it bad? No. But you see, if she knows what she's doing, then it's okay. But if she's doing it because she thinks they need her love or they need her cuddling, then she's got a problem. And that's not the case, is it?
Not at all.
They don't need her love and cuddling, but they enjoy it.
That's right.
They enjoy it. And every time Rex comes up here to the monastery has so many things here that are bothered by Rex, I have to keep him hooked up right away because he has a tendency to get too aggressive with the other dogs, loving them and playing with them. And when I go down to Ellen's house, down at the embassy, I should keep him locked up because he goes into the boys' toy box down there, the puppy dogs, and takes them out and he starts to desiccate their toys. He likes to tear the stuffing out, you know, and get to the squeak. And he knows how to do it better than anybody in the world. And so I should keep him hooked up there or not bring him over there. You see, when you have somebody like this, what are you going to do? You're going to inhibit them totally so that they can't be themselves and have fun? Or are you going to direct their being themselves and having fun? Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm directing it. So I'm seeing that Rex wants to be with me, and he wants to do everything right wherever he goes and with whomever he is. And, of course, that's what we should do, too. We should do that when we're that way. The news of the world may be negative, but our thought about such news is always positive. It's not an easy thing to do. The tendency is to go along with what we hear. And if I came up to Ingeborg and I said, Ingeborg, did you know that there's a lady sitting on a chair at the back of the parking lot by the monastery? And she'd say, no, who is she? What's she doing there? And I'd say, I don't know, go take a look. And Ingeborg goes out there and she doesn't see a lady. And she says, I don't see any lady out there. But for her, the lady was there until she went to look. The lady really was there until she went to look. The lady wasn't there in the first place, but she thought it was there because I told her, and she believed me, and she thought, well, Herb would never play a joke on me. April Fool, you know, hey, we didn't do an April Fool around here, did we? But you see, those are the silly things that we do. We're the master of our life. And no matter what person or condition comes along to tell us what's going on in the world, we don't have to believe it. We don't have to believe it. I say, Ingeborg, there's war over in Indonesia. And she says, where's Indonesia? You know? And I say, well, let's go to the map and look. She says, oh, that is one of the most peaceful places on the map. I surround it with my pure white light of love, and I see all the Indonesians being at peace with themselves and the rest of the world. You know, when how can you talk about war when a person talks like that, you know? And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, does Sylvia ever do something like that? Does Sylvia ever say, hey, I surround everything with my pure white light of love, and there's peace and harmony and joy everywhere. Is that what Sylvia does?
Sure.
When?
Always.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
On Sunday too?
Yes.
Great. And?
7:24.
You heard that, Ellen?
Right.
You heard that? 7:24. We'll hold you to it. Okay, now, where is there unhappiness on earth? Your statement is, all the earth is filled with happiness. You have to make a statement. All the world is filled with happiness. Where is there anger and mistrust on earth? In me, if I believe it. And if I don't have it in me, it doesn't exist. And you don't have it in you, do you?
No.
Okay. So, that's what it's all about. So, remember, the news of the world may be negative, but our thought about it is always positive, because we are the masters of our thought, masters of our world, and the masters of who we are. I love you, I love you, I love you.